Malka.
Shavuot Tov. We'll wait another minute.
Anybody there?
Yes.
Good evening. Okay, I'm going to start.
I'm good. I'm going to mute the phone.
Okay.
Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Tzerura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbeinu, Paharenu Nora Kufresh Ayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dreyehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Taharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Petetresh Saditaf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatach Ketkuf Bet Tetnunayan Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushatach Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayin Kuf. The letters of the month of Elul, the Reish that created the planet Mercury and the Yud that created the constellation Betulah, the astrological sign of Virgo. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Tzadiyutav. Now that we brought the energy of creation into our space, we're going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to remove the negative aspect of that creation. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed Be'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Nosea won vafesha vechata vinake. We're now going to read the 8 verses. Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. V'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchilu Urchimu Le'akda L'shem Yud He Bevav He B'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu Rak HaKohanim Hayu Limat Willo Yachlu Lehavshit Et Kol HaOlot Vayechaskum Achechem HaLeviim Ad Kelot Hamlacha V'yad Yitkadshu HaKohanim Ki HaLeviim Yishrei Levav Leit Kadesh Meha Kohanim. This verse had 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to identify them. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey, 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 Aka'a, Rekacha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu ba Adonai, Ohe Wahe, Adead, Kibia, Yohe, Adonai, Ohe Wahe, Tzur Olamim. Job chapter 7 verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23 verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo iyam asher yitchabe sham mushavtem elai el nachon. Wehalakti idchem, wechaya im yeshno, varetz vechipasti, oto bekol alfe Yehuda. Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegel yoved roav, yom ruayo. 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan takta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'ne avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to read the verse from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. This comes from the Zohar and will connect us to the energy of certainty. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Dekudcha Barichu Koma Diaved Le'ela Witata Kolaihu Kishot biovada, dikshot vilait, lach mila bialma, divae barnash, vadachya leya, mineya ulan haga, peya kalana, dehakulu, ovada, dikshot. Inun wikola itzderich bealma. Now we'll scan the 72 names of God. And then the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoach we say in a whisper.
Okay.
And we're now going to be reading from the Tikkuni Zohar, from that's available on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The left, and when that opens up, scroll down to class 9. And when that opens up, scroll down to section 11b. The fruit of the light is the brain that discerns its own innate connection within and without. It is like the passing of the idea through until Bina, where it bursts into being overflowing with abundance, of becoming symbolized by Chesed, the fourth Sephirah. This is the fruit of holiness. The three who ate the husks partook of the gleanings of wisdom, and yet did not perceive its kernel, could never be at peace, since the unity was not coherent. In contrast, the one, Rabbi Meir, who ate of the kernel, perceived the higher wisdom and learned the pathways of unification. The rules of halakha are in a similar way compared to the deeper meanings that occur in the various levels of interpretations of these laws. The fourth mitzvah alluded to is seeing the end inside of the beginning. The lower Shekhinah symbolizes the current that is realized via Malchut as a result of the flowing forth initially from Chachma. The one point from the first verse of this paragraph, the first sentence, is it's implying that there's a difference between the brain and the mind. And that needs to be contemplated, and then eventually it'll be realized as being truth. Although the focus seems changed, the subject is still the unraveling of meaning. The Torah is taken from Keter, representing a shell in itself, and yet there is the reflection in Tiferet, called the crown of glory that is brought about by the righteous one. To exploit the crown is to only see the surface of meaning, and not all of its layers, including its kernel. There is then the oral, from Givurah, and the written Torah, from Chesed, both of these layers of meaning that have been perceived. All of these layers of Torah adhere to each other and interpenetrate one another. The central pillar is the connecting link out of which the Shekhinah flows. It is therefore called by its aspects, and yet it retains its truth throughout. This expression of the Torah of truth is its opening, signified by the female, and represented as well in the drop-down configurations of the divine name, joining within each other. Subsequently, the Torah is given via its opening, meaning that the level of meaning called Malchut is the direct reflection of above, although the back of that reflection, or the Achora, the gate of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh opens at first with the outer keys, which are the Sephirot, leading from Keter through Malchut. The inner key is the kernel that is sought. The journey of wisdom, then, is to seek this kernel past all of its layers, in effect becoming the receptacle for this kernel. For the kernel of meaning is the essence of Kabbalah. It is the answered question that rises above. David understood that only by letting go could he go further within. He realized that the essence of thought is to become conscious of its kernel, or source emanation. He recognized that all was taking place within. The Shekhinah is the fire offering that takes place via the fire of consumption. This consumption is the unification of a series of revelations that literally brings about the fire that is within, that is the holiness or the connecting link with the source emanation. Upon that which is received, the Kabbalah, Israel asks no other surety from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but for Zot, to redeem them from exile. Here is what is said, and yet for all that, Zot, when they are in the land of their enemies. The word Zot is spelled Zion, Aleph, Taf. Zion represents Malchut. Aleph to Taf represents all of the energy of the 22 letters representing Zeranpin. The word Zot, which translates as this in the feminine, is indicating the unity of Zeranpin and Malchut. That's the end of our section. Does anybody have any questions? In about 40 minutes, we will have our regular Zohar class commencing at 7 o'clock West Coast time.
Hanukkah, I have a question.
Go ahead.
If the feminine form of Zot has the meaning of the feminine form of Zot.
You're breaking up.
Yeah, I know, I just asked it for Wednesday night. I'm sending you the question.
You also broke up then, so I didn't follow you. Do you not want to ask the question right now?
I'll just wait until Wednesday's class.
I know, but try doing it one more time and let's see if we can get to the question.
Okay. The meaning of the feminine form of Zot. What would be the masculine form of Zot? Is it unity of something?
Yes. The feminine form is Zot, Zion, Aleph, Taf, and the masculine form is Zeh, Zion, He.
Yes, I know.
Again,
yes, I know.
Well, Zion would be the being the number 7 is Malchut.
Okay.
He would represent the 5 worlds.
Right, okay. So we could say the unity of Malchut is on world.
Please say that last again.
I said, so could we then say that it's the unity between with Malchut to the 5 worlds?
Actually, I would interpret it as the Malchut is sharing its energy with the physical world, which is represented by the letter He.
Okay.
Okay.
We frequently describe the physical world as Malchut, But it really isn't. Malchut is a spiritual consciousness. Our physical world is physical. Now, it's just the physical is just a veil covering the deeper levels of spirituality. But in consciousness, you could perceive that the 10 Sephirot come down to Malchut. Malchut goes to a middle point or shares with a middle point that is between the positive Sephirot and the negative Sephirot of the negative system. And in the physical world, this is the battleground. This is where people have free choice to choose the positive or the negative. But you can understand by saying that the physical world is Malchut, because we don't really want to bring the idea of the negative system any power. We don't want to give it any power. And I hope I've explained that well enough for the time being.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You all have a good week, and I wish everyone shalom, peace to all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well.